Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jeff Greenberg. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Doing well. And a little bit about Jeff. He lives in California, but he doesn't invest there. He invests all over the United States. And actually, when I say all over, based on your schedule of real estate owned, it looks like there are two specific areas, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. He is a managing director of Synergetic Investment Group. He is focused on multifamily and self-storage in growth markets. He's invested in over 700 multifamily units, both as an active and passive investor. He runs two real estate investing clubs in California, and he brings a lot of experience to the table, and with a particular focus, of course, on multifamily and self-storage. So with that being said, Jeff, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Well, with the background, we started out somewhat in single family at probably the worst time back in 2008, and decided that we wanted to go into multifamily. And we've been pretty much doing that ever since, basically focusing on the Texas area, but looking at multifamily, and we're still looking for self-storage. That's a project that we haven't successfully gotten yet.
So let's talk about the starting in single family at the worst possible time. When did you try and start, and what was the result of that? Because you've obviously had a lot of success with multifamily.
Yeah, the that was about in 2008. I was trying to do some REOs, and that's back when the banks were kind of hanging on to things. And we had a property under contract, and the bank was hemming and hawing, and it took them about 3 months before they decide if they were going to do the deal with us or not. And, well, actually, we were under contract, but we asked for a $15,000 repair allowance. And they waited 3 months before they decided they would do the deal with us. But by that time, the value of the property had gone down so significantly, it just wasn't worth it. And at that time, the banks just were not moving on REOs. So we decided that wasn't the niche that I was looking for.
Well, thank goodness they waited for 3 months then, huh?
yeah, it was a 3 months that they actually, we asked for 15,000, they offered us 8, which I would have taken if they would have done it right away. But 3 months later, the value of the property had dropped so much that we'd lost our margin.
So you're now doing multifamily. How did you get into deal syndication, both from a passive investor and then also putting the deals together and raising money and sharing the profits with investors?
Well, you know, I know that a lot of people poo-poo the gurus, and back then there wasn't a lot of resources that I could find to learn about multifamily. And so it was going to seminars that I did find out about multifamily and how to do multifamily. Nowadays there's other ways of doing it. But I have to say that some seminars I did gain enough information that I was able to get started.
So Jeff, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Well, my advice to anybody trying to get either in multifamily or basically any aspects of real estate or any kind of business is to find someone that's basically doing what you want to do, and to find a way to be of some service to them. Many times I've had people come up to me and asked if I would mentor them, and I think that's the wrong approach. I think the approach that an investor needs to take, or somebody that wants to go into a business, is to find somebody and say, hey, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And then, of course, the reciprocal will be they will gain knowledge from being around that person.
I love that. It's, you know, never ask anything from somebody until you give them something. And I wholeheartedly believe that. What are some ways that a potential mentee could add value to a mentor's life?
Well, I actually have an intern working for me, and he's doing a fabulous job. We spent a lot of time learning how to value properties, how to get past the information that the brokers give you and dig in deeper and value a property and decide if it's a property that you really want to look at. And I spent a lot of time giving him the properties, and he comes back and tells me which ones I should spend any time on. And so by doing that, he's saving me an immense amount of time filtering properties for me. And so basically he's given me his time.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Best ever book you've read?
Well, I have to say that Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the one that got me started. And I'm in the middle of Gary Keller's book I'm listening to right now, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. And I'm really enjoying that one.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it?
Well, this is a life experience situation that I think relates to life. And I'll try to be brief on it, but years back I was taking a course to become a scuba instructor, and one of the projects we had to do is we had to swim, I think it was 40 laps of the pool with full ocean gear on, plus they gave us an extra 20 pounds of lead. And because I'm not a large person, that extra 20 pounds of lead made it impossible for me to get my snorkel out of the water. We had scuba gear, but we had to use the snorkel instead of the tank. And it made it impossible for me to get my snorkel out of the water if I was just kicking normally. So basically, I swam each of those 40 laps underwater holding my breath, 25 yards of the pool, coming up, dying for a breath, going back under, swimming along the bottom of the pool, each of those laps, each time thinking I was not going to make it up to the surface, and watching the surface, seeing people ready to come in and rescue me. And it was only by my sheer determination that I wanted to be an instructor that I made it. And when things get difficult, I look back at that and I realize I made that. I almost died. But that was a definite life experience for me.
Wow. And how have you applied that to a real estate deal or a real estate challenge?
Well, we know that you can make a lot of money in this business, but it's not a get rich quick. I can't even talk. But we see a lot of people that fall to the wayside, and a lot of it is just they may not have a strong why, or they just give up. And a lot of it is just the stick to it. And I think that's what makes the successful real estate investors are those that keep on pursuing, even though things, you know, aren't going well, they have some downsides. It's just keep on going. And that's what's going to make a successful person.
And I think you might have already alluded to this, but I'll ask the question anyway. Best ever success habit you practice?
Well, the habit that I keep trying to force myself. I have some success with, but I'm not completely successful with it, is before I go to bed, making a note of what frogs I want to eat the next day. And those are the ones are the big projects or the big tasks that I'm going to get done the next day. I find if I have the list ahead of time when I get up and I look at the list, I know I have some focus. I do it as often as I can. Sometimes I don't, and it's something I'm always pushing myself to do.
That is the most interesting metaphor of frogs you want to eat the next day to goals that are and accomplishments that you have the next day. I've never heard of that. That's very interesting.
Well, you need to read Brian Tracy's Eat That Frog. That's another book for you.
Okay. Yeah, I love Brian Tracy. I've listened to a lot of his videos. Haven't read that book yet.
Yeah.
Best ever deal you've done?
The best ever deal, I think I'd have to say, is our last one we did just in Houston, 62 units. We were working with a great seller. We got it at a great price. It's just coming along real well. It was like at 85% occupancy and a lot of down units, and now we're at 100% occupancy, pushing the rents. So it's a great property.
Was that something that you syndicated?
Yes, we did syndicate that.
And how much equity did you raise?
That was we raised $750,000 on that one.
Any tips to the best ever listeners on how to raise equity?
Oh, how to raise equity? Network, meet a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, let people know what you're doing. Just kind of go and talk to a lot of people in different organizations. You mentioned that I have two real estate clubs. I actually have three now, where I use them as educational tools. And just by being out there and putting myself out, I meet lots of people. And they get to know me. They get to understand me. There's a lot of trust involved with somebody investing with you. And once they get to see you and they get to talk to you and they get a lot more confident working with you and they're able to trust you with their funds. It's a big responsibility.
Best ever quote.
Best ever quote. The one I like a lot is, in order to achieve what you have never achieved before, you must be willing to do things you've never done before. And I think that was Stephen Covey.
What's something that you've done in your personal life or professionally, but in your life that you hadn't done before, but you achieved something great because you did it?
Well, I do a lot of networking. I have always been an introvert. I was always the person at the party that was kind of hanging around and not really meeting a lot of people. And over the years, I've come out of my shell and pushed myself to go and talk to people, to ask questions, to get involved. And I speak in front of groups now. I do a lot of different things where I'm putting myself in front of people. And that was the thing that, getting yourself to be able to talk to people and ask questions and just be involved.
Jeff, what's the best ever place to reach you?
I'm on BiggerPockets, so I can be found there. But you can also get a hold of me at jeff@synergeticig.com, and that's synergeticig.com.
And the website is the same, synergeticig.com, if you want to check out Jeff's company. Is there anything, Jeff, that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention to the best ever listeners?
No, I've just emphasized that it's just having a very strong why you're involved in this, why you're doing this, because if you don't have a strong reason for it, you're just going to fall out. And the reason could be retirement. It could be getting your kids to college. It could be, you know, taking care of your parents, you know, giving to charity. But you need a strong one, because all of us at some point, you know, doubt ourselves and wonder about if this is going to work or not.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I can tell you are a personal development student, as am I. If you mentioned Brian Tracy, and I'm sure you're a fan of many of the other ones that I follow, like Les Brown and Tony Robbins. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for spending time with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.